Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I am just in tears right now. The chat coming through as usual. Welcome back. Halfway home. Not really. Got a round table today at 10. Brought to you by Round Table Pizza. The last honest pizza. Still don't know what that necessarily means. But that's a topic for another day. I'm Woods. That's Paul. And this is Ben.
I'm still confused, actually.
I know.
I tried to get him to explain it to me.
We tried.
So Mike talked.
Stop. Stop. Just stop entirely. We have people in the chat asking, Ben, do you smell burnt toast right now? Somebody said, I walked away and thought I took LSD when I turned on the radio and heard you bring up the story that I had already told. Paulie, do you have the audio? Because I want to make sure it's clear to Benjamin.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Paulie's working. There's a little
delay. I feel bad if I was like sitting here watching the Masters, but I was literally on the MLB scores page, and so that's what we were talking about.
Right.
And I was trying to figure out what game I was... What I saw the highlight for, because I was watching it yesterday with no sound. I didn't even see what game it was. I just saw a collision at home plate.
Yeah. Is the termite juice getting to you?
Maybe. We did get back into our house last night. The termite tent is off. And you kind of wonder, well, like, is there like a residue?
Yeah,
100%. There wasn't much of a smell or anything.
No.
We kept the windows up. We opened the windows up and aired it out a little bit. But
did you eat any of the food?
I washed every dish in the house.
That's
like,
smart.
Went two cycles of the, and then did some laundry, did the sheets and made sure everything was clean.
You did have a little gas getting to you. Have you been smoking marijuana? That's something that happens to marijuana. The effects of loose cannabis on the brain can make you forget things.
Right.
Right? We've had it. This has happened before. This is like it's like a thing.
All right, here we go.
All right.
This was, 10 minutes ago?
The first baseman for the Pirates ran in and they collided.
Trucked him.
The same team. Right?
Yep.
The ball squirts out. The pitcher has the wherewithal to pick the ball up and run and tag the guy that was trying to score from third, but that one guy looked like he was knocked out completely.
Not even the worst thing I saw. Did you see how the White Sox lost yesterday?
Oh, dude. Did you see this,
God.
Benny? Oh, man. When it rains, it pours for the Chicago White Sox.
What was the game where the two guys collided trying to catch a pop-up? and on the third baseline in front of home plate. Did you see this one? And the runner was going to score, but he had to go around both of them, and then the catcher picked it up and tagged him before he got to home plate.
That wasn't even the worst thing I saw yesterday. Did you see how the White Sox game ended?
I thought that was the same one. I thought you said that Mike Tauchman got hurt going around third. I definitely thought you were talking about the same game all the way through.
No, because he said that's not even the worst thing that I saw yesterday.
I did not catch the transition, and I thought you were still talking about the same game. That's what I missed. I did miss something apparently there.
Well, you missed my story, yes. The Mike Tauchman story.
I thought your story and the Mike Tauchman story were the same
story. I thought you said I was all right, Spider. I'm not. No, you're not all right.
That's okay. Now that I hear it back, I thought you were talking all about the same game, and I didn't. That's where I lost. I missed the transition between one to the other. You didn't bring up, and when you told the story, you didn't bring up any team names.
Yeah, I said the Pirates.
What you just played said just the first baseman ran in.
Another minute before that, we were definitely talking about the Pirates and Cardinals game.
I missed the transition. I thought we were still talking about the same game. And it wasn't Mike Tauchman, and that's why I was so confused.
Right. You know, when I say sometimes I don't feel seen or heard, this is what I'm referring to. It's just my cross to bear, I guess.
Is there something I should be doing differently?
Listen, Ben. Just listen. Just engage.
If I did that, I would. Then there would be long periods of silence because I won't know what I need to say next.
Why?
My brain doesn't
work
that way.
That's the job.
I have to be starting to look and plan ahead.
Minimize your computer. Minimize everything on your screen.
Okay.
Okay. Look at me.
All right.
How was your day yesterday?
Day was good.
Good.
Yeah.
Day was good. Did you see the collision at home plate?
I did not.
Pirates. It was a pop fly in the infield. The catcher goes up to get it, and the first baseman comes crashing in.
Tell the whole story. I say, oh, my God, did you see what happened in the White Sox
game? The White Sox game, different game.
And then Ben, hey, did you see that collision at home plate?
This is incredible.
I get it. I do. I understand what you're saying, and I love that you are so present and you can be you. But my job.
That feels like a shot at me.
But my job is to also kind of direct the show.
No,
with the,
no, this is not. This is your. That's
like teasing
that's your,
for the next segment
no,
and the
we're not
liners
even,
and everything.
No,
so
no,
I'm
no,
often
no, no,
looking
no, no.
at different no. things when you guys are talking.
No, that's not your job.
I feel like that's the big part of my job.
It's
like
not
the main part of my job.
The main part of your job is
Where's Adam.
We are
Adam
here. We are here to have conversations with each other. Not I speak, then you bloviate, then I bloviate, then you bloviate. That's
well,
not
anyone
it.
Can just have conversations with each other, but we have to make it in such a way that it makes money for the radio station.
Right. But I feel like we do a pretty good
like
job about that.
That's my role in making sure that we do all the.
That feels like a cop. That feels like a big cop.
You've gone to that well.
You've gone to the well a few times. I do. I think you've gone to that well. I don't agree. I don't agree. It's just. I'm engaged in this conversation with you, right? Like you're engaged with me, and so the liner for Robert Half can wait because we're talking about baseball. We're talking about, you know, whatever the topic on the table is. And if you're not listening to what your partner says, you can see how your partner would be hurt.
I feel like
Ray in the chat says, Ben, don't you flip this on them.
He's flipping it.
I'm going to flip it a little bit because I feel like I should be appreciated for being the one who constantly is worrying about the other things that don't involve just being present, that I am thinking about the next topic within the segment, the next segment and the tease and the next liner that we might have to get in the spot that's coming up in just a second.
No, that's massively unimportant.
It's not. It's the only reason we're here. Mm-hmm.
It's massively unimportant. What is most important is the content of this radio show. Always.
But it isn't that.
You're gaslighting me. Yes, this is gaslighting. I'm being gaslit.
I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong. You're doing what you should be doing.
But I can't.
That's why
I don't
work so well together.
But I don't want to sit and talk to myself in the ether. Blah, 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 blah. And then you go, coming up next is Robert. Like, that's not fun. I want you to engage in a conversation. It's Ben Lighting.
I try to, but sometimes I'm going to miss some things while I am planning.
Dominic Silva says, Woods is going to send an advice request to himself. What do I do if my partner doesn't listen to me in any and all facets of my life? Anybody see that collision at home plate yesterday? It was really, really good. Yeah, I do feel like you're gaslighting a little bit. That is a little bit of gaslighting. Victim blaming.
You're not a victim.
I'm a victim.
A victim of what?
A victim of being ignored.
Of having a co-host who cares about Joe. Mm.
I mean, you know I love good radio, but the best radio is when people are having a conversation. Oftentimes, they agree.
Well, the best radio would be if we just had a conversation, the three of us, for 4 hours and never stopped.
That's what we tried to do.
And never had any commercials.
Well, that's not
going
to happen.
Had any teases, and we just kept going, and we're totally present in the moment for 4 hours.
How about this?
We wouldn't get paid to do that,
how about the paid bit is tired. It's super tired. I'll do the liners from now on. You don't have to do any liners ever again.
We're not here because we're good at reading liners.
Correct.
That's a part you're not, of the job.
Your value is not because you read liners well. Your value is that you're a funny, inquisitive person.
We just need to listen a little better.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Robes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Robes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 of practices, which makes no sense. 8 games. Register by April 30th. Save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. There you go.
I think fundamentally, I do feel like I'm here for that, though. And maybe that's...
You're
that's
so much not, more than
you're
that.
So
that's
much
on
more.
I don't want you to think like that, Ben.
I do think like that.
You don't. You don't need
just
to.
Just for your own like well-being. Don't sell yourself short.
David J says, how on earth are you be able to have this conversation and read the comments at the same time? I can do that. My brain is wired that way. I've always been able to do it. I can also text my wife at the exact same time and say, you know, yes, I am talking about you when I say you also do this to me at home. It's fine. It's all good. 2 Christmases, yeah, for the tier ones now. 2 Christmases.
I Need Money says, I tune in strictly for Ben's liners.
So. Liners, yeah, no one tunes in for your liners.
I know they're not tuning in for them, but they have to happen.
So by that logic, you should just sit there and Paul and I should chat and then you can hit your liners? I don't think so.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm kind of emotional here.
Are you upset?
A little bit.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? You're stewing. I think you're mad crying right now.
I'm not mad, no. I actually appreciate that you think
you're so much more than the mechanic.
I appreciate that you think that. I really do.
You are. This is really good radio, by the way. Really good. Hey, you're so much more than just a driver of the ship. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Is he gaslighting me by crying right now? Because now I feel like I need to apologize.
You need a hug?
No, I appreciate that.
I'll give you a hug. Let's go to break, Paulie.
Yeah, we'll go to break.
Be right back.
Love you, Ben.
Love you, Benny.
You're so much more. Hey,
you're so much better.
That is not your job.
That's not your job.
It's part of your job.
It's never been your job.
It is part of your job.
I don't care if you ever do it.
We need a contestant for real estate.
he's BSing right now. That was BS.
That was trying to be funny.
Thank you for
because you need mechanics.
Tuning in for a very special episode of Ben and Woods After School Special.
We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes.
which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Are we back?
We're back.
Are we here? Are we present?
We are here. We are present. Holy cow.
Think of, okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
We were talking about it in the break. He got emotional about it. Your value is so much more to me as a friend and as a co-host than... I hate that you see yourself as just a guy that has to read the liners and to make sure we get paid and handle all the business, because you are, like, legitimately one of the most interesting, funny, kind people I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a unicorn.
100%. There's no one like you. No one. I've all the people I've known in my whole life, you are one of one. Truly one of one.
I don't see myself that way.
But you should. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think I feel very responsible all the time. You know?
You got to let your hair down a little bit.
Maybe.
Dan says, Ben's the glue that keeps the show together. That show wouldn't even know what direction is going. You do a lot that people don't acknowledge it. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, you're going to be gone in a couple weeks. And I never like hosting, because I guess what I don't like doing? Reading all those liners. I'm bad at it. I don't know when we do traffic. I'm a different personality. That's why we always have worked well together. But I don't want you to ever pigeonhole yourself into thinking, I'm just here to keep the show on track. No, you're a personality, a big one. And the value that you bring is way beyond that, the reading of the liners. You know how I roll. If we don't read liners and we get our ass chewed for it, I'll wear it. I don't care. You know what? Sorry to our clients. We were in the middle of something. We forgot. We'll make it up to you, right?
I mean, I don't think of myself as only the guy that presses the fart button.
100%.
Woods doesn't think of himself as, oh, he's just here to help come up with funny prank phone calls.
Right.
Or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a part of what we do.
Sure.
You bring so much more than just the liners, Benny.
Yeah, you're a beast. You're a radio beast.
To come up with all of our fun games every day.
Yeah, you do. Like Take on Woods.
And Real or Fake.
Exactly. Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan.
Would you
tell the people what they'll win today?
Would you consider going to Mexico and trying some of that root?
Maybe.
That guy ate?
I think I've got a good game.
You're a sweet
today
angel
for us.
I need to come and give you one.
Give me a hug.
Come on. I love it. Thank you.
That was the worst shot of our midsection
just
while we were
bumping together.
Ollie, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We got John as our contestant today. Hello, John. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
You're just walking into the middle of something here. Let's see if we can hook you up with a prize. If you can get four of seven right, at least, you will qualify for a chance at our grand prize. Two tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera in Las Vegas, plus a two-night stay at the MGM Grand and a $150 gift card. Get your tickets for all three shows now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, these ones actually have some stories to them. My folks at My Golf Spy get credit for this one. They released a list this week. We were just talking about it. Augusta National Golf Club facts that are real but sound fake. So your job, John, is to figure out which ones are really real and which ones are actually fake that I've come up with that didn't make this list. So I will. You can ask Woods for help at any time. We've got seven of them here. Are you ready to play?
Do it.
All right, let's go. Real or fake Augusta National Golf Club fact. There is one random house located in the middle of the Masters parking lot. Real or fake?
You can ask me. You can ask me for help.
That sounds real.
Woods agrees, and you are right. Yeah, parking's free at the Masters because Augusta bought all the land around the course, but then they offered like over market value to get people to move out of their houses so they could tear them down for parking. But there was one owner who refused to sell. There's going to be a movie. Herman and Elizabeth Thacker live in the middle of the parking lot, and despite multiple generous offers from the club, the homeowners have refused to move.
How many times have the Thackers been MF'd in the walls of Augusta National? The stupid effing Thackers.
They will not leave.
It's probably like a curse word at Augusta, Thacker.
All right, let's go to round two here. John, you're off to the good start. There was once a hostage crisis inside the clubhouse at Augusta National. Real or fake, John?
Let's keep rolling. Let's go with real.
It says real. You know this one, too.
Yeah, Woods. Ronald Reagan.
Yep, 1983, Ronald Reagan was playing golf. A man named Charles Harris crashed his 74 Dodge pickup through the front gate, found the pro shop, threatened to use his 38, disarming Secret Service agents and taking seven hostages. He demanded to talk to the president, hoping him to persuade to fix the mass layoffs happening to American steel workers. He was an out-of-the-work alcoholic. Reagan called the pro shop, tried to defuse the situation. Harris didn't believe it was him. Eventually, the Secret Service got Reagan off the property. Harris surrendered to authorities and was sentenced to 5 years in Georgia State Prison. All right, you're two for two. Very good. All right, let's go to round number three. Every Monday, divers recover all balls hit into Ray's Creek to prevent a blockage from forming. Real or fake, John?
I can't imagine very many guys having very many balls in the lake, so I'm going to say fake.
Smart. We just talked about how few people play. Yeah, that's totally fake. Made that one up.
That's a really good one.
All right. Thank you.
I would have said real.
All right. That's very good. All right. Let's try this one. Round number four. Bobby Jones initially planned for Augusta National to be a 19-hole golf course. Real or fake, John?
Fake.
It's actually real. When he founded the course, he said, this is very human. He wanted the course to be 19 holes so losing golfers could win back their money on a double or nothing hole. But that idea was scrapped because it was going to be too expensive to try to build a final
It's just
hole.
One more hole.
It's just one more hole, but
the
they didn't
double
build
or nothing
it.
Hole right, is just genius.
Just one. No worries. Let's go to round number five. Augusta National chefs are prohibited from serving shrimp on the property because Chairman Fred Ridley is allergic to shellfish. Real or fake, John?
Woods, what do you got?
Man, my guess is that it's fake. It's just a guess, though. I feel like if somebody at Augusta wants shrimp, they're going to get shrimp.
Yes.
So you say...
Fake. We say fake.
Fake is correct, yes. And that's a win. John, congratulations. You've done it before. Four out of five. Very well done. A couple more. Hang on the line, John. A patron was arrested for stealing sand from a bunker.
True.
True? Very, very true. Real. 2012, Clayton Baker decided he wanted a little souvenir, grabbed some sand for his son, was arrested and thrown in jail in Augusta, had to pay $20,000 in fees, and didn't get to keep the sand.
Correct.
And then finally, the club's co-founder, Clifford Roberts, shot and killed himself on club grounds.
True story.
It's true. Clifford Roberts, the club's co-founder, who was deeply and self-admittedly racist, said that as long as he was alive, golfers of the club would be white and the caddies would be black. And at 83, when he was extremely ill with cancer nearing the end of his life, he took matters into his own hands, went to Ike's Pond by the par 3 course, and just shot himself right there on the course. Now,
absolutely
the 38
insane.
He used was confiscated by the club security force, but did eventually find itself into like an auction. Someone must have stolen it was put up for bid, and then the club bought it back for $15,000 to make sure no one had their hands on it.
Wow.
There's some wild stories from Augusta National.
Wild. Congratulations, very sorted past.
Yeah. Congratulations, yeah. John. All right, we will take a timeout. It is a Smart Baseball Thursday. We will talk to Eno Saris from The Athletic about the Padres' hot start, any concerns that he has after that road trip, and maybe some Dylan Cease talk as well. All coming up with Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But if you are a homeowner, it's time to listen up. If you're looking to get cash out of your home's equity, refinance out of a high rate, or do a home improvement project, Loan Pronto can make it happen for you in a matter of days. Take advantage of this opportunity right now. Get tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your home's equity. Pay off your credit cards. Pay off your car loans. The average homeowner cutting their monthly bills by $1,000 by doing this. Get more info at loanpronto.com. Inflation, higher costs, put a lot of people in a stressful financial situation. If you own a home, there is a way out. Loan Pronto has multiple options that can help you get the financial freedom you deserve. Most homeowners get their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on those credit cards. Wipe them all out. Get a lower mortgage rate. Get some money for that project. Starts by getting in contact with the experts at this. Loan Pronto. LoanPronto.com or call now, 619-207-4336, or again, LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You need those affirmations because they're true.
So glad that this is a roundtable Thursday. And I am still on the clock for another 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
here.
Same.
It's going to be a day.
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
I have marriage counseling after that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great. Right. Yeah. And then I have a business meeting at 2 o'clock. And then I have to get my tuxedo. So I've really
got my tuxedo shirt yesterday.
Just
and
the
my
shirt?
Shoes arrived in the Amazon, the mail, and my suspenders. So I think I'm good to go.
Can't wait to see us.
I just needed a new shirt.
I can't wait to see us in tuxedos. It's going to look, I think we're going to look really good.
We might.
I think we will. Let's not do any of this at the roast.
Let's not.
Though.
All right, let's talk some smart baseball. We're going to check traffic, and then when we come back, our weekly visit with our guy Eno Saris from The Athletic, coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, here we are, Eno, 2 weeks into the baseball season, and the San Diego Padres sitting with the best record in all of baseball. Even the Padres fans here in San Diego, a little bit surprised by that. Good morning. We're feeling pretty good, though.
Yeah. Not great injury news over the weekend, though.
No.
No, Mike Shildt did say yesterday that both were doing better and expects them back into the lineup tomorrow. So, you know, who knows how long, if, you know, could be lingering. Just because they're playing doesn't mean they're playing at 100%. But hopefully no injury list stints for anyone other than Jackson Merrill, who's already there.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as that swing looked for Fernando Tatis Jr., I guess I was a little bit heartened to hear him say afterwards that he'd felt something like this before, like working out. So, you know, I mean, it's something he's dealt with before, at least.
Yeah, it's the labrum potentially that could be the issue. And yeah, I mean, that you would hate it. It would be, I think for us, you know, it would feel a little bit like a torpedo sinking the ship if Fernando Tatis Jr. goes down. Now, they've won without him before. They have done that. But it's not something I want to face, the prospect of going 152 more, or 100 whatever, 48 more games without that kid out in right field, especially with the start that he's had. And, you know, my opinion is you give him as much time as he needs to get right, and no need to rush him back right now. The team seems to be playing well the last couple of days without him, you know. But, yeah, it would certainly be a huge, huge blow to this team moving forward.
Yeah, but, you know, the good news is Crone's going to be back in there pretty quickly. And even with Merrill, they said it wasn't the worst kind of hamstring strain. It was just, you know, he just needed the 15 days.
You know, you wrote this week in The Athletic about starting pitchers with the right stuff but bad early season results. And I was kind of hoping when I clicked on there I'd see Dylan Cease's name because, obviously, especially after the last start with 9 runs in 3 innings, the results have been really bad. The velocity doesn't look down. I mean, should we be concerned about what we've seen from Dylan Cease so far?
I think the timing of that start actually kept him out of that piece. He would have totally made the piece if that start had finished before I started writing. because he does have a 115 stuff plus. The slider and the fastball, as always, are elite pitches. The weirdest thing for me is that stuff plus really likes his 77-mile-an-hour changeup, which... I don't. I think that he can't command that pitch that well, and I'm not sure that's the way out. If I was him, I would be trying to develop a cutter because I think he just needs something that he can throw for strikes when he can't throw his fastball for strikes.
Yeah, he worked on the changeup in the offseason. You know, like he used to throw just the Ephus stupid one like once a game.
Yeah.
And, like, no reason. He's trying to develop into a more of an actual changeup, but it's kind of hit or miss so far.
Yeah, I think so. And for somebody who, like, you know, has command that can go in and out, like, I'd rather he had a pitch that was like his fastball. I mean, you know, I'm seeing a couple sinkers here and there. Like, that could be it, too, in terms of just a pitch that looks different that he could throw into the zone when he's having a little trouble with the fastball. So, I think this is just something we see from Cease from time to time. If you look at his strikeout rate, it's the same as it was in 2023, and it's not too far from where it was last year. The walk rate's not that far off. The expected number's not that far off. The stuff is there. I'm not really worried about Dylan Cease.
Good. Well, if you're not worried, then I'm definitely not worried. You know, you are always the barometer for my worry. When it comes to the Padres pitching staff, especially, you know, Sarris joins us from The Athletic this morning, and I've been salivating all morning waiting to talk to somebody about this, and Paulie's watched a couple of them. Have you checked out the new Red Sox thing on Netflix?
Fantastic.
We had Jen McCaffrey, our writer, come on, and so I've gotten some secondhand from her. I haven't been able to watch it yet.
I got to tell you, man, to go behind the scenes, right, of a hitter's meeting with a starting pitcher, and hey, this is how we're going to attack J.P. Crawford and Ryan Haniger and all these guys. If you're a baseball fan, I couldn't recommend it enough. But the guy that really jumped out of the off the screen at me, other than Alex Cora, who I think is a really dynamic personality, was Andrew Bailey, who the Red Sox grabbed as their pitching coach. Dude, this guy, if you don't already love Andrew Bailey, I think you definitely will. Yeah, after seeing this, the way he came in and started molding, you know, Tanner Houck and Garrett Whitlock and Brian Bello and all these guys, it's so fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing that happens in baseball sometimes is, and it happens in every sport, is the CYO, is the cover your ass. It's like,
yeah,
you know, don't take any huge chances, because if it doesn't work out, everyone knows you took that chance organizationally or as a coach, and then you're out. But the Red Sox last year threw fewer forcing fastballs than anybody had ever thrown
Yep.
as a team in the pitch tracking era. And he took some chances with Tanner Houck. Tanner Houck, you know, the conventional wisdom is you need to have a four-seam or a cutter, because that sinker, you can't throw it to lefties. And he stopped throwing his four-seam and just depended on a splitter, you know, and against lefties. And so pitched backwards against lefties, basically, and found a place to put his sinker high in the zone. So, I mean, yeah, Bailey's super smart. He's willing to take chances. And that organization as a whole has adopted this persona where they have their metrics that they believe in, that they think are predictive, and they will develop players towards those metrics, and they sort of unapologetically, like, they believe in bat speed in the minor leagues, and so they develop bat speed in the minor leagues,
And so far, it's been really good because it's helped Roman Anthony become better. It's helped Christian Campbell become better. And so just as an organization, I think they're doing the right things.
Well, they talked to Craig Breslow, who's the GM and president or whatever. And he says, so the pitch that's hit the hardest in Major League Baseball is a fastball, four-seam fastball. So why would we throw that the majority of the time? So they like abandon it. And to watch them, in the lab creating and showing guys pitching biomechanics and spin axis and all this stuff and watching those players lap it up. I mean, just like, yeah, whatever can make me better, I can get more outs. It really is a riveting documentary that yep. they've done. And I look forward to them doing it. I mean, Hard Knocks is kind of worn thin with me. I don't think this would wear thin with me. I really don't. I think they could do every single team, and I'd be invested in it.
There was some risk to that because the whole idea, the reason why the fastball gets hit the hardest and is thrown the most is because it gets thrown the most.
Right.
And it's thrown the most in order to set up the rest of the pitches. You know, they got to a point as a team where they were throwing almost as many sliders as forcing fastballs. And I reported last year that opposing hitting coaches were telling their players to sit slider
yep.
against the Red Sox. And so
it's always chess, right? It's always chess. Like they're throwing more sliders, so now we sit slider. And it just the way that you watch it unfold with the staff when he's sitting there talking to his guys, and it's truly insane to be that close to the action. It's nuts.
And it makes the story of two Padres relievers even more fascinating. Robert Suarez and Jeremiah Estrada, both of whom at some points in their career, even as recently as last year, would go through long stretches where they throw nothing but fastballs. The piece that Dennis Lynn wrote for The Athletic about Estrada and how the Cubs, used him versus what he's done with the Padres. And then Suarez went like a month last year without throwing anything other than a fastball. But this year, he's only throwing 50% fastballs and way more change-ups and sinkers and has been very effective, as has the Estrada and the rest of that Padres bullpen. I thought, I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but the Padres bullpen has been just so good so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, if you're all one pitch, then there's no back and forth. I mean, just like to the Red Sox example, is like if you do go hard on the slider and then you do see that people are sitting slider, you've pushed the story, right? You've pushed the aggression. You're the aggressor. So now that they're sitting slider, oh, now I'm going to throw some fastballs, right? So, Suarez can do that better, and Estrada can do that better. If they're throwing these secondaries and, they get it closer to 50-50, whenever they think a hitter is sitting on one of the pitches, they can throw one of the other ones. And it's just less likely. I mean, I think we saw last year with Suarez, he got so predictable, specifically against lefties, trying to throw that high fastball high and away, that we definitely saw hitters just basically, I don't know if they physically moved, towards the plate, but they anticipated that pitch and they put the right swing on the pitch. And so by going more 50-50, you make it harder for them to put the right swing on the right pitch at the right time.
Talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic, little smart baseball. The Dodgers, still very good, but I'm almost surprised that we've seen them have to reach so deep into their stable of pitching. We know it's almost limitless, but they had the kid who came up. What was his game?
Wisniewski,
and then Knack had to pitch.
Yeah, Robleski.
Robleski. Yeah. The fact that they've already, is that in any way, is that something that Dodgers fans and the team should be concerned about here early in the season?
It's one of my main trolls of Dodger fans, right? I did it last year, and that's why we have 14 pitchers. We're going to be so deep. And I said, there's something wrong in your organization, and you keep telling me that there's not, but everybody gets hurt all the time. And, I know people have written pieces about it. I think we've talked to you about it a little bit. What is happening there? And is that, like Ben said, is that something that they ultimately need to look at and find out what they're doing wrong?
I mean, there's two possibilities. One is this is a team that's run by a former Rays executive, and the Rays playbook was always to acquire players with injury risk and just have a lot of them and hope that they are healthy, enough of them are healthy at the right time. Because the players that you acquire that have injury risk are cheaper. So, the Rays got Drew Rasmussen because he'd already had two TJs. You know, he's an amazing pitcher when he's in, but he's been hurt. He's had another arm surgery since, you know. And it's similar to, you know, why was somebody like Tyler Glasnow even available?
Right.
Probably because they, you know, he was getting more expensive and the Rays had said, you know, we have a lot of injury risk, guys, but we can trade one away. You know, the other part is they throw really hard. So if you think about Roky Sasaki, Blake Snell and Shohei Ohtani, those guys throw really, really hard. And we know that there's a relationship between how hard you throw and stress. And there's a third thing, which is, and this one's actually more nuanced, and I don't know that I'm 100% right on this, but like a lot of what they do seems to be to like limit the amount that these players pitch, right? So they go to 6-man rotations. They don't go that deep in the games, and they seem to really limit how many bullets these guys are using. But that can have an adverse effect, because if I'm going to run a marathon, I need to run 5 miles, 8 miles. I need to build up to it, right? And so there's a relationship between how much you train for bulk and how much bulk you can actually give. And so I'm not in their throwing sessions. I don't know their throwing plans, but it's possible they don't throw enough. And I'm saying throw, not pitch. You know, it's possible they don't build up enough and they get in trouble that way, because the throwing at a low velocity and a low effort is like those training runs when you're trying to run the marathon, and you have to do that to get to the really acute stress of a big game. So, you know, that could be something that could be a problem across baseball, and it's really nuanced to talk about, because I'm not trying to say that these guys are babied or that they don't pitch enough. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, we need to look at how much they throw and how much they build up, and if we're really dialing in, if we know they're fatigued that well.
I remember the time you ran a marathon through the winter meetings and then appeared on our show out of breath.
Out of breath. That was really fun. Oh, he had not built up.
It was only possible because I run all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you weren't built up that day. That must have been the very, very beginning of your excursion.
Actually, no, at the end of the winter meetings, I'm always torn down.
Yeah.
You know,
fair
you
enough.
You know what I mean?
You know, thank you so much. Thanks, buddy. Always, we'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Smart Baseball with Eno Saris, brought to you by 7 Mile Casino. And the Padres have tried that strategy as well. The Rays' strategy of buying damaged goods, essentially, and hoping that, hey, if we get 5 injured pitchers and 2 of them have healthy seasons for us, boom, we just got a discount. But the Padres have tried that. I mean, Drew Pomeranz in the bullpen, Mike Clevinger they signed after the surgery to gamble on him didn't really work out very well. I don't know. Has it ever really... that strategy ever worked out for the Padres? They've kind of gone away from it a little bit.
They have
lately.
More just plucking guys from international leagues. Nicky Martinez.
Yep.
And then, of course,
Kyle Hart.
Yeah, Yuki Matsui.
That's the newer strategy. It's been more successful than the let's buy low on the injured pitcher strategy that's never really worked for AJ Preller.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's a volume thing, right? With the Dodgers, with the Rays, as he mentioned, truly they'll have 5-7 guys on the IL. But they got 2 guys coming off the IL. It's just like this carousel. But again, just to hammer it home, if you have Netflix, go watch this thing. If you love baseball, to get behind the scenes, Benny.
What's the so how many episodes is it going to be? Have they all dropped? What's
they're
the
all
situation?
Down. Yeah, Netflix drops it all out. Yeah, Netflix has got it all out. I started it last night, got through the first one. I actually...
Episode length,
About an hour.
About an hour for each
one. It's called The Clubhouse, A Year with the Red Sox. Now, I was getting so fired up watching it, and I needed to go to bed. But I wanted to go hit off the tee after watching it. I just wanted to play baseball. There's 8 episodes, and I got through the first one. I had to physically say, don't start the second one, because you're going to get wrapped up. It's going to be midnight, and you got a round table tomorrow, so... it's so good.
There was a part of that piece that we referenced that Dennis Lynn wrote about Jeremiah Estrada when he was with the Cubs, and I thought about those hitter meeting you were talking about from the show, and they had said, they told Jeremiah Estrada, we don't want you throwing the changeup anymore.
Yeah.
And then his catcher called for one, and he didn't know what to do.
What to do.
He was like, they told me not to throw this, and now you're saying, but let's do everything the catcher tells you, but don't throw the changeup. And then the catcher calls for a changeup, and he's like, I don't know. What do I do? What do I do? What am I supposed to do here?
It's so rad. When they do they go through before opening day, and they have the entire Mariners thing, and they're going through it, and they're telling them how to pitch these guys. And then you see him go out and execute just like they told him to. And you're like, oh,
some of the analysis.
I mean, it's so good.
A guy like J-Rod, who is one of the stars of baseball. Yeah. When you break it down, they're like, this guy's really not that hard to pitch to. And you're like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Right.
No, he's elite. He is an elite hitter. And they're like, nah, he really just hunts middle
fastballs.
Throwing that two-seam inside, he can't touch
it. There's two kinds of elite hitters. There's elite hitters like a Luis Arraez who can hit
anything.
And there's the elite mistake hitters.
Correct.
So when you make a mistake, they will punish you so badly that it's worth it for the times that you
Manny
get them
Machado's
out.
Manny Machado's probably in that category.
Yes. You know how to get Manny out.
You miss.
It's the mistakes.
And they will punish you badly.
It's so
We got an hour of our show to go before the roundtable, including the Rindle Report and more. Stick around. More Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.